All right, final one, Dad.
Well, one of the things your mum and I found as we've discussed this with our friends and relatives and what have you is that people often don't want to hear this. Some people can handle it. Some people just don't want to hear it. And I just wonder, when you, as an author in all of this, whether you feel lonely at times that you know, people aren't wanting to hear what you're writing.
Yeah, it's funny. It's, you know, the frustration. A lot of you listening to this have probably already encountered it, that you're wanting to talk about this stuff at barbecues and dinner parties and people think you're a bit crazy and you're a bit over the top and, you know, they look at you with this... it's a stunned expression, I think, because I think there is some recognition of what you're talking about stacking up. But the denial, the accepting the denial, human denial, is a big part of all of this. And I do go into it in the book. And so look out for this section where I do explain why we have denial in our human makeup. It is actually required for us to get on with being human, to have children. We would not be able to get on with having children, raising kids, I don't know, producing great works of art if we were paralysed by overwhelm at every turn. So the denial is actually really understandable. And once I realised the science behind that, I was able to settle into it a little bit more and forgive it and understand it and realise everybody's going to come to this moment when they're ready. But that aside, the thing is, as what I've written about has come to play out in real life, you know, like, you know, I was writing about the tech bros and the prospect of techno-fascism. I was talking about the fact that authoritarianism was going to take over and that democracy was in serious trouble. And what do you know, dot, 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 you know, this is where we're at. And what's happening is that I am feeling less lonely because I feel like more people are in the same emotional, spiritual, psychological, even intellectual space that I'm in. And so many more of us are here together grappling with what is going on. And, you know, I certainly feel less insane, you know. I feel like... I have to work very hard not to say horrible things like "I told you so" or to have, you know, smug sense of vindication or something. Really, the better work to be doing is to go, okay, I've got even a bigger responsibility now to live out these messages in the book and to be the island of sanity for people. But I also do think that anyone who sees first, who sees early, is going to be lonely. You need to be lonely. You need the melancholia. You need the outsider perspective to be able to penetrate truth in this way. And I think it is harder for people who are tied up in busy families and everything to go there. So I've been afforded that luxury, I suppose, of being able to delve into the loneliness. So anyone who is feeling lonely in this information, I imagine that, you know, you've found my book or my book has found you, you know, you're probably going to be a lonely type of person or a loner or an outsider in some shape or form. What I would say to you is this is your moment, you know. I almost feel that the outsiders, you know, I said this in a post recently, you know, the people that go and sit up a tree and just try to work out what life's about, people who are neurodivergent, yeah, I don't think it's any coincidence that neurodivergence has just, you know, dialed up in the last couple of years. I think it's surfaced a lot of neurodivergence in the community because an ability to actually see things from a different perspective is what is required, to see things in patterns and, you know, to have this systems thinking. So, yeah, I feel less lonely because I realise that my loneliness is actually what is required to be of service and to best handle this moment. So, yeah, all the lonely people out there, you're not alone. Make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Well, yes, I understand.
Okay, Dad, thanks for that. And I really appreciate the fact that you've been, you know, in this journey and not ridiculed my thinking and, you know, struggled with it and pushed back on it at times, and in many ways represented a particular type of reader, you know, a reader of your generation who I think is probably wanting to probably join a community of people who are thinking this way, who are not of their generation. Mm. Would you agree?
I would. And I'd add to that struggling that we were probably at fault in all of this.
Yeah, well, per chapter, whatever it is, where I write about Moloch, there's no one to blame. There really is not anyone to blame. We're all to blame, and yet there's no one to blame. Mm. And that should release us to be able to get on with the better stuff, you know, working out how we're going to move through this.
Fair comment.